AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirit, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do. Can't no bitch do what you do.
This is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. Thank you guys so much for joining us here, you know, here at iHeart under the Black Effect Network. This is my third year on Laugh and Learn, my third year with my podcast. I appreciate you guys for listening, sharing, subscribing, and, you know, telling a friend. I'm hoping that we are learning and laughing together, because that's what the show is all about. I don't have a special guest today, and which means that we're going to get right into it. Please join me each and every Monday night at the world-famous Laugh Factory on Hollywood Boulevard with my co-host Memphis Wheel, my producer Kyle Williams, and my DJ, DJ Count. We're there every Monday, 7:30. We have the greatest show on earth. You have to come out, and it's not a circus, even though the girl who runs the big top is me. Yes, he's very clowny, but we have a great time. So come out and hang out with us, ladies and gentlemen, but always listen, share, and subscribe to the podcast under the Black Effect Network or wherever you listen to your podcast at Apple, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. So in the news this week, just happened, Harry and Meghan, the royals were in New York and they were there for a press conference or they were there for a meeting or something. And they come out and the paparazzi were like savages. They were in the cars, on top of the cars, under the cars, on hanging off the buildings, just to get a picture. They put these people's life in peril just to get a picture to make a paycheck. This is the same way that Harry's mom died, Princess Diana, trying to escape the camaraderie of the paparazzi with the picture taken and you're taking away their privacy. But with celebrity and with fame comes no more privacy. But it's the way that you do things. This young man watched his mom die in the same horrific and the same kind of way that could have possibly happened to him, dodging the paparazzi because she was dating somebody, like he said, his words, that was not white, and the establishment, the royals, were not happy with that. It is preponderous, and they can say what they want to about that Meghan. That Meghan Markle is a stunner. She always dresses fantastic. She always looks great. And Harry looks at his wife. Let me say that one more time. Harry looks at his wife like she is the only woman on the planet. I know so many people who would love to be in her shoes, and not just because they are pretty well off, but because you want your partner, your mate, your husband, your spouse, to look at you with the love in their eyes like he has in his eyes for his wife. I think it is beautiful. I think it is fantastic. And I'm sick of the paparazzi. We know what they look like. Why must you have this a certain kind of picture? You put other people's lives in danger with these cars. They almost died in a car accident just because you wanted to get a picture. It's extreme. I don't know if I ever want to be that famous. Because I'm going to show you a picture, all right? I'm going to pull my shirt up and my pants down at the same time. You're going to get the best picture you ever see. Woo! In the news, ladies and gentlemen, this week, all the scandal, but my own conspiracy theory. If we remember when President Biden was running for president, we had 23 or 24 Democratic candidates. The first candidate on the first debate that attacked him and took him to the cleaners is now the Vice President of the United States. Please pay attention to what's at hand. They are pitting Ron DeSantis against Donald Trump. But hear me and hear me very clearly and concisely. Republicans that are true Republicans will still vote Republican. They wanted to get away from Donald Trump, but because they thought Ron DeSantis was going to be the new great white hope. But Ron DeSantis has showed them the extremities, and he is taking jobs away, and he is really trying to Brexit Florida, in my opinion. But what I believe is that they are working together, because here's the conspiracy theory that I believe. Even though you don't want to vote for Ron DeSantis because you think he's way more extreme than Trump and he's Republican, the vote people that don't want to vote for Ron will go and vote for Don, even though they don't want to vote for Don, just because they don't want to vote for democracy for the Democratic Party. It's all the overplay for the underplay. I truly believe that Ron and Don are working together to make it look like this to the American people. And when the ticket hits, it will be Donald Trump and his vice presidential nominee will be Ron DeSantis. This is my own conspiracy theories. I know they have to make it look good for the cameras. They have to make it look a certain way for America. But let's just go back to how Kamala Harris made it look so ugly for Joe Biden. And she is now the sitting vice president under Joe Biden in these United States. Listen, I am not a rocket scientist. It took me 5 years to get out of high school and I did not go to college. But common sense was given away for free if you was willing to take it. And I took it. Y'all need to pay attention to what's going on, and we really need to rally behind our old president, as y'all call him. He's too old. Too old for what? He's seasoned. He's experienced. And this is his last hurrah. Remember what John McCain did. He got up out his deathbed to come and vote against Trump because he knew he was on his way out. This is the time where Joe Biden will be all in and go all out to save America. I believe that. I believe that he has made some mistakes in his past, especially when it comes to black and brown people. And he wants to clear it up in this last 4 years, which will be his last term, because you can only be president twice, unless you believe what Trump said. He said that he thinks that it should be a lifetime appointment. And if he becomes president again, he may make it that way. If we remember the first time, he said he wasn't leaving and did not leave and put up a fight and then turned the country against itself and tried to have his own vice president. You know the rest. All I can say about that is January the 6th. You know the rest. Please pay attention to, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's a smokescreen to get us all the rally against, oh, DeSantis is a madman. DeSantis is crazy, and which may be true. But it's all a smokescreen to push the narrative towards Donald Trump so Donald Trump can appoint Ron DeSantis to be his vice president. Please pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Americans, pay attention to your own democracy, because we're not fighting for Republican and Democrat right now. We're fighting for American democracy. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, let me show you how important the American democracy is. We are going crazy over, they just removed the Title 42 law with all the immigrants coming over to America from all these different third world countries or foreign countries or what have you. The reason why they're coming, because the American dream in my era growing up was apple pie, a house with a white picket fence, 3 kids, a 2-car garage, and a dog. Let me tell you what the American dream has become and shown to the rest of the world. That you can do drag shows for tips or minimal money in Brazil, cross the border, make up a lie on a resume, and become a United States senator. And if you don't believe what I'm saying to you, I got 2 words for you. George Santos. Boom. George Santos did drag shows in Brazil, never had a heap of money, came across the border, created this entire resume, a whole facade of lies, and became a United States senator, and didn't become a United States senator, and we caught him, and we ousted him. He is caught and still sitting, still presiding over bills that affect the American people, starting with the EDD unemployment bill. Mind you, he's over the same legislation that he himself has been accused of stealing EDD unemployment money. Oh my God, if that ain't the American dream, I'm thinking about going to Guatemala and picking some fruit for $2 and coming back over here and changing my name and making up a full resume and becoming the president of these United States, because you have shown us that it is possible. That is why all these migrants are crossing the border and coming to America, because America is just a oyster of foolery right now. I said it, I believe it, and that is what these people see. And they read these stories, they hear these stories because it makes international news. And so they understand what it is. The American dream has changed. And we didn't change it. The country changed it. It is beyond repair. It is out of control. And it is exceptionally scary. I'm hoping that with the George Santos and McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, has him sitting in this position because he's trying to hold on to the power of the Republican Senate seats. This man is clearly wrong. This man is clearly out of pocket. This man has signed a bill for Florida with the Don't Say Gay bill, which is anti-gay bill, and he is openly gay, does drag, and has admitted that's the only truth that we know is that he's openly gay. I don't even believe his real name is George Santos. Who knows what it is? It's been so many lies told on his behalf. But even with all of that, this is what we are showing people outside of America, that you can come here. We're still waiting on our 40 acres and a mule. Meanwhile, y'all are letting people come over here who just make up lies on paper because their skin is fair. Oh, did I say that? Because their skin is fair, they can become anything they want to be. Yeah, this is the land of possibilities, but could you possibly tell the truth as opposed to telling the lies? Because that is what we are living in. Right now in this country, a barrage of lies. It is beyond repair, and we're fighting over so many different things. Meanwhile, we have not got gun control. Gun control intact. Gun control is out of control every day, every other day. There is a mass shooting. There's a mass shooting here. There's a mass shooting there. We don't want to talk about it, but we can't get away from it. The sad part about it is that it is so barbaric. But as Americans, it has become so commonplace to us. It is not even like, oh, it is like, wow, another one? That is a sad place to be, that we have become complacent with this, all because we have no control over guns. There is a constitutional law that we have the right to bear arms. but there should be a law on that. Who bears the arms? And why are we having so much gun violence with so many kids, underage young men, mostly young white men, to say that they're disturbed or they went through this? We all have issues. We all went through the same pandemic for 2 years plus together. We all watched the numbers on TV of who died from this coronavirus. Millions and millions, 7 million people globally, 1 point whatever million in the United States. So we all, it has affected us all. I know some of us are older and some of us are young and we deal with things differently, but that's what counselors I needed. Counselors I needed to talk to. And if you see this crisis in your own kid, in your own home, I believe it is your place to say, hey, I got to give my kids some help. A lot of us as parents really don't want to admit that our kids is went left or our kids need some help and we see the strange things. But now you're realizing that by not speaking up, by not even taking the initiative, that you are doing more harm than good, not only to your kid, but your kid could go out and kill somebody. The backlash comes on you. The backlash comes on the parent, and you feel defeated as a parent. I know you do, because whenever your kid does something that disappoints you, you feel defeated, or you feel like you're disappointed, because that's not what you want for your kid. I damn sure know you don't want your kid to go out and kill people. So if you see something, say something, you know, even if it's your own kid. It's not that they're going to put them in jail, but they could give them some help. You could save lives, not a life, and not just your kid life, but so many innocent people's lives. Because when they go on a rampage, they go after anything, everything, and anybody. Old, young, black, white, it does not matter. They see a moving target and they shoot.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Some of these parents really are going to have to take accountability for the part that they play in things and do some stuff differently, because it is getting out of hand with gun control. NRA generates a lot of money and they are strong on that Republican Party. That's why I'm saying, if you are Republican, Trump and DeSantis, who just signed the bill that July 1st, Florida will have becoming like a law and order town. It is open carry with no license. I expect people in the state of Florida, if you look at me the wrong way, that people will start just shooting each other, because the governor of that state has given a pass to say you can carry a gun, you don't need a license, and this is it. The world is turning back into the Wild Wild West. I love Western movies, but I never wanted to live in the Wild Wild West. Looks like we're reverting back to what we were. It's very, very scary, and it's a very scary time right now. I was listening to Donald Trump speak the other day, and then I listened to Marjorie Taylor Greene on something, and she was saying that when they call them white racists or whatever the word may be, that's like using the equivalent of calling black people the N-word. It's absolutely not the equivalent of calling the black people the N-word, because back in the, since black people were here, the ones before 1970, because I got to go all the way up to the 70s, a lot of black men and black women, the last word they heard was the N-word before they were hung from a tree. If we put Joe Biden back in office, if we get together and rally together as a democracy and vote for Joe Biden, which I really want to get Joe Biden back in office if the choices only are Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I still want Joe Biden back in. But if we do, we will have to hold his feet to the fire as black people to let him know that you have to sign the anti-lynching bill. You have to sign this anti-lynching bill, because that's most important to black people. That is what's important to us. We have rallied with you. We have stood with you. We have voted for you. We have taken your foolishness when you signed the Stand and Frisk law. And now it is time for you to make amends in your golden years to the Americans that voted for you, because Joe Biden would not have become president without the strong African-American vote behind him in 2020. He would not have become the president of these United States. It was us. And I know that people don't want us to say that, but it was us that rallied. It was us that went to the polls, even though we were in lieu of things being, laws being changed. You can't give water. You can't do this. They are changing the laws left and right. But it was us that put Joe Biden in office. So now we need Joe Biden to be respectful and to give us back what we gave to him. We gave you the presidency. You give us democracy. We gave you the presidency. You give us democracy, because that Don Ron ticket is the scariest ticket I've ever seen in my life. I damn sure don't want to be a part of American in America if that goes down, because it's not one lunatic, but it's two. Two mad men running this country, running it where? Running it where? And I check a lot of boxes. I'm African-American, black African-American. I am transgender. I'm a single dad. You know, it's a lot. So no, absolutely not. And I will stand with Joe Biden, because I don't want to lose Gavin Newsom. The only saving grace we would have for the democracy would probably be Governor Gavin Newsom from California, our governor. And I don't want to lose Gavin Newsom. We love him as a governor. He is wonderful. He signed the reparation check, and I'm trying to get one in both my names, the boy name and the girl name. So don't y'all be messing with my governor, because we need him right here. I don't want him to be the president. I want you guys to take the time to pay attention to what is happening in America. And I'm hoping you guys, after the last episode of Laugh and Learn, you remember what I told you, that we just watched that movie play out with Neely and all the death that's happening. People are taking it upon themselves to pat themselves on the back and say that they're American and they're fighting for democracy, but they are killing innocent people and getting away with it, or being charged with lesser crimes, because that is what the law is, that is who the law is. I don't stand with it or for it. I think it is preposterous. And I'm praying for our country. I'm also praying for Ukraine, because Russia is back on the attack and things are just out of control. We have to vote present, not future, not past. You have to vote for people now, because you see what these people are telling you that they're going to do. Donald Trump said if he gets in office, he was going to release Michael Flynn because he was a great man. Michael Flynn was the first one to take a fall for him during the first campaign. It is the most preposterous time to be living in America, and one of the scariest times. But as African-American and black people and brown people, we have to stand together. A fist has way more power than five fingers. Five fingers and a fist is the exact same things, but the difference is the impact of what five fingers will do and what a balled up fist will do. Ball up your fist, fight for democracy, because America, we need Americans to stand up and stand with, or we're going to lose who we are as Americans. The dollar is already being shaken by the deficit, because they're talking about not raising the deficit ceiling. And they're laughing at our president. I watched the Republicans, McCarthy included. We should still be voting for this clown. We should be on vote 500. He should have never got appointed to the seat. I would never agree with that. It took 15 votes. I wish we was on vote 1,500 or 15,000, because I would have liked them to never vote for him, because I thought he was inadequate for the position. It is preposterous as a people that we must stand together, fight, push through, stop all this infighting, stop saying who did what and who hasn't done what for what people and whomever, because right now we have to be a unit that stands strong to make subsequent changes for the American people. I am an American. I'm an American. I don't care what I identify as. I don't care what color my skin is. I am born and bred and raised in America. I am an American citizen that votes, pay taxes, and takes care of my family, loves my country. I ain't gonna fight for my country unless I'm fighting somebody, but I'm not gonna go to war and fight for my country, but I still love my country. Plus, I'm too old to fight anyway. I'll run. I'm gonna run. I ain't gonna fight. DeSantis has just showed Florida what Florida means to them. He is choosing state over people. He just made Florida lose a $1 billion contract with Disney because they pulled the plug, because he wanted to do what he wanted to do. It was going to be in excess of 2,000 jobs. The minimum was $120,000 per job. Do you know what that would have done for people who are out of work or who need a real decent job? But because he's stuck on this anti-gay and he runs Florida and you got to do it his way or it's not going to happen, that is a clear sign of what is coming. There is warning before destruction. It's in the Bible. He is a warning of the destruction that he would bring if he was appointed to any office. I'm sorry, Florida, that y'all keep voting for him, but y'all do. But we damn sure don't need him to run these United States, because he will run us somewhere straight into the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, the decisions that you make are your decisions. I have no say-so over nobody else. This is my opinion. These are my views. But this is Laugh and Learn. I haven't laughed much today, because there's not much to laugh about right now with the subjects that I talked about. But pay attention to what's going on with you. In the words of our guest co-host sometimes here, and keep your head on a swivel. Notice your surroundings, because sometimes it's right in your face, but you have to open your eyes to see it. Thank you for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. I am your host, Flame Monroe. And here at Laugh and Learn, we have the same motto that we've had for the last 3 years. Here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to change your mind. We're only trying to get you to use your mind, because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. I got three things I need to say to you guys before I leave. I appreciate you. I respect who respects me. And I need you to vote or die. Vote or die. That is my message. This is Laugh and Learn. This is Flame Monroe. Thank you to my wonderful producer, Mr. Aaron. Thank you guys for joining me. I will see you guys next week. Please listen to us on the Black Effect Network or iHeart, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please teach, reach, and preach to anyone you can that we are living in America, that we are not trying to lose the little democracy that we have. In order to not to lose that democracy, we got to stand as a group. Peace. Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame and Row. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.